Now, one of our guest editors, Sebastian Coe's passions is to read. There's a vast array of books about sport. Most pretty ghastly, it's got to be said. Some brilliant, though. And what about when sport appears in books which aren't ostensibly about sport? Can something as physical, as visual as sport belong in the higher echelons of great fiction? Our sports correspondent, Tim Franks, has been reading up.
Sport and literature. It's like lemonade in champagne, isn't it? Well, not if you're Ian McEwan.
Oblivious to their protesting hearts, they hurl themselves into every corner of the court. There are no unforced errors. Every point is wrested, bludgeoned from the other. The server gasps out the score, but otherwise they don't speak. And as the score rises, neither man moves more than one point ahead. There's nothing at stake. They're not on the club squash ladder. There's only the irreducible urge to win, as biological as thirst.
There can never have been a better account of a squash match, anywhere. It's spread over 18 pages in McEwan's novel, Saturday. But as you'll have realised, it's not just about squash. It's about two alpha males clashing antlers. And it's also about, according to Ian McEwan, the battle within.
Building in universal elements, I mean, what it's like to make a mistake, what it's like to struggle with yourself, what it's like to be angry with yourself and try and stop that anger spilling over into bad sportsmanship or anger with your opponent. All these things, I think, are familiar even if you don't know the game.
Ian McEwan says that the skill in writing about sport in novels is not to get too technical, maybe just to throw in the odd specific term. But what about a sport with a language apart, a sport like basketball? Well, the man gliding around the court in front of me is, happily, not just a former professional basketball player, nailing jump shot after jump shot, but also a novelist. Indeed, a novelist who's written in one of his novels about basketball. He's Ben Markowitz.
My line, at least in my own book, was to treat it more or less as concrete poetry, so that I hoped readers who didn't have a clue what I was talking about would get a kind of effect of technical language, which lent an appearance of reality. And to people who did know what I was talking about, it would just sound like straightforward basketball talk.
But sport doesn't just present a technical challenge in walking the line between the initiates and the ignorant. It can also rankle. The providence problem, Markowitz calls it, when the novelist plays God and all the skill and hard work and luck in sport is lost because it doesn't cost the novelist anything to make the right guy win. Against that, though, the writer does have one big advantage in turning to sport.
The one problem it solves is the slow bleed problem, one trouble that